Okay, today's daf is Ma'aser Sheni, daf Nun Hey, 55. As we are in the last five blot or so in this Masechta, and we just read the Mishnah on Nun Dalet Amud Beis, where the Mishnah said that if somebody is far from their fruit, Mishayu Perosa V'Rechokin Mimenu, then they have to be Korei Shem, and they have to try to get it to the right people, because it's the time of the Biur, and just because they're not near the fruit doesn't give them an excuse, so therefore they have to do what they can from afar. And that's what the Mishnah describes from the story of Rabbi Gamliel and the Zakenim. They were on a boat, they weren't with their fruit, so the Mishnah starts listing off that they were mezake the tfua to each of the proper recipients. Rabbi Gamliel says the Maaser Rishon should go to Yoshua, Rabbi Yoshua, who's a Levi, and the Maaser Ani should go to Rabbi Akiva, who is the Gabbai for the Aniyam, and then Rabbi Yeshua says the Trubis Maaser should go to Bozman Azariah, and they're all rent and lease out their spot, their place in their house, so the kinyan can't take place. Again, the Gemara by Metzia Daf Yud Aleph has 2 days, whether that's working through kinyan chatzer or working through kinyan agav. But either way, it's a kinyan to move the tvua into the rishus of the other. The language that's mentioned here is Isur Sha'ani Asid Lamud, which the pshat is that he didn't even do hafrasha yet. And that bothers the Rishonim in at least one place, Kiddushin Chavav. Kiddushin Chavav, there's a big tosfos there that discusses, you know, what exactly, how could Rabbi Gamliel have not been ma'aser? Pirish HaKutris, Rabbi Gamliel lo taram v'shachach. Rabbi Gamliel was not tarah, Rabbi Yevalon Nasar Rishos Litrom. And he didn't give anybody else rishus. He didn't make a shliach. V'hayem emayer litrom ba'odo b'sfina. And he was torim while he was on the boat. Shayayare shem yochlu b'nayadam imenu. Maybe people will eat from it before the hafrasha took place. V'yismichu alav v'svurim shetarim, because you know they'll think that he did it. Why? Shechazaka al chaver shinemotzi b'achas yado dover shinemesukan. People will think so. He was doing it quickly, not just so the Tosfos is saying, not seen in context of where our Mishnah is, but Tosfos, if you didn't look it up, the Gemara there just quotes the Mishnah. Okay, it's because he forgot that he was trying to do it quickly. Tosfos asks 4 or 5 questions on this pshat. V'kasha, d'im kein ma'i mo'al tikuno. Adra, what's it going to help? So instead of it being tevel, it's going to be truma. It's going to be ma'aser rishon with truma's ma'aser in it. It's still going to be a michshol for people. So how's it going to help? V'kasha, d'im kein ma'i mo'al tikuno. Adra, b'garat fei, shema yochlu b'nei beiso hakol. V'yafa yisir atzmo, mil yish l'tareitz, kein shelo hayaloch shasha b'kach, shayaharbe tevua b'kri, v'ya yodea shelo yochlu b'nei beiso hakol kodem shayavo. V'men amosir yafrish b'yisir. Maybe there was so much that he knew, and he was going to be rely on Brera, because they weren't going to eat it, and whatever was going to be left over was going to be the b'yisir. But then Tosva says, umiyo kasha, eich yatsa mi beiso ad shelo tikno. You can tell me you forgot this is Rabbi Gamliel. V'shaloho diyam shena mesukan v'yamrinan, exactly what you're saying he was nervous about, but why isn't that chazaka true here? V'yamrinan chazaka el chaver shein motzi v'tachaz yadav v'shena mesukan v'yod kasha lama yetzarach litin lohem u lahaskir lehmako mekri Hashem sagi. Why do you have to be, if it was just about being mafrish, so why do you have to be maskir mako? Just be kari shem. V'yod kasha v'halo lo asa klum kivishlo amar shehema usar va'od hayelo lefarish kama meiser. Right, all of these questions va'od kasha kivishlo kava makom litzvono ledromo mamol afreshoso. Tosfos goes through many different pshatim and says, he quotes Rebbe Tam, he says it's not just stam a case where he forgot to be mafresh. V'omer Rebbe Tam sheshas habir haya, that's the context of our Mishnah, that's what it seems like as you read it in context. Shayat Sarech Levar Maisrosa Mitoch Beso. Velitnim Leba Alehem. Vechain Mashma Mitosefti. Quotes the Tosefta here, Maisro Shady. But we can even see it from the Mishnah. Ketzad Mitzvas Biur. Notes the Chuma, Uchubas Maisro Lekoin, Maisro Yishin Lelevi, Maisro Shady, Maisro Ani, Laani, Umizbarin Bechomakom. Rabbi Shimon, Ktani Basarachi, it's like the our Mishnah. Ktani Basarachi, Mishay Peyrosa Tzvurim, Virachokim Imenu, Tzarach Likos Lab Shem, Umaisa Bergamliel. So it's clear that that's the context of the Mishnah. Avaloha Yechoshish Lolokva, Makom Volask Yoschum, Shayodea Bavadish Loyochli Venom Nebeso. He wasn't worried about people eating it. He told them not to eat it beforehand. That's not the Chshash here. The issue was Biur. Yim Tomar, what about Truma Gedola? Why does the Truma Gedola mention here? He says, Chita Achat Perteres is a Kri. Maybe he did that before he left, or other reasons given. But anyway, this is the Tosfos that deals with what exactly was the case. Then he deals the Rishon there deal with the other cases, not only Yoshua, which is why Midas Baisa Rishon is clearly going to Rabbi Yoshua the Levi here, but that's Tosfos. Again, many of the other Rishonim also deal with the issue of what is going on there. Again, as I mentioned at the last year, the fact that Hafrasha wasn't done yet is not just a question of how could he do it, but how is it exactly working here? So maybe it's Lav Dafka, that Hafrasha was already done and he just wants to be mezakeh it to others. Maybe that Hafrasha was not done, but the Rabbi Gamliel holds Batana Shelo Hermu Kamisha Hermu Damyin, so it's Ki'ilu, it was Hafrash, or Breira. Right? One of those suggestions would help out in terms of the Hafrash. Okay, so back to the Gemara now on the top of Nunhei Amid Aleph. So the Mishnah said that there was a machlokas between the Mishnah Rishona, the Mishnah doesn't use that phrase, but the earlier stage, we'll call it the Mishnah Rishona, and the later stage. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that originally the Beis Din used to send out messages that all Tvua, even Tvua that was not totally prostate, that did not have Gemar Malacha, that's subject to Biur. And therefore, everyone has to make sure that all of the Tvua that at least is already mature enough to be called tfua, and it's in the processing stage, you have to finish it, and you have to be mevarid, and give all the afrashas to whoever they're supposed to go to. Until Rabbi Akiva came along, so Rabbi Akiva said, no, not true. If it did not reach Gemar Malacha yet, so then it could go with the next time of Biur, right? In a number of years from now. It doesn't have to go with this one. Says the Gemara, V'lav Tevelhu, how could you say it's subject to Biur? Isn't it still Tevel? Machlokas Befarshim, what is this going on? So the Marafolda says this is going on the Havamina. Going on the Havamina. How can you say that originally that the Beis Din sent out and there was a possibility that the Torah referenced, when the Torah said Biarti, and when you say in the Vidui that you have to get rid of it, that's including the original stage. That's including Tvua that had no Gemar Malach yet. How could that be? It's Tevel. So how could you say that's included? It says Biarti Kodesh Menabai is that they get the Kodesh out, right? And the Mara Fulda says in the Havamina here, Vehechayu Sfirim Lomar Barishona Shetevel Chaya Bebir. Valo Bikruxiv Biarti HaKodesh Menabayis. Vitevel Eino Nikra Kodesh. Tevel is not called Kodesh. So how could you say it's included? According to the Ras Silio, the question is even on the Maskana. Because what does the Maskana, what does Rabbi Kiva say? If there was Gemar Malacha done, then it's subject to Biur. But what do you mean? Even if there was Gemar Malacha, you didn't do the Afrasha yet. So it's still Tevel. So still, how can you say the Torah is demanding the Biur being done if it is still Tevel? So either it's on the Havamina, the first stage, the second stage. In any case, it's still Tevel. It was Afrasha done. So the Gemara says, what do you see from here? Reb Hila B'Shem Shmuel Zos Omeres Shatevel Kari Kodesh. It must be that Tevel is called Kodesh. When the Torah says, Biarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis, that's the Shiloh, what's included? So Kodesh, we assume, is Truma, is Truma Smeiser, is Meiser Shani maybe, right? So that's Biarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis. The Gemara says, you see from here, it must be that Tevel's also included. Tevel's also included. And maybe even in the Mishnah Rishona, Tevel without Gemar Malacha is already called Kodesh. Maybe it has Kodesh in it, so it's called Kodesh. And this is even reflected in the Isser of Tevel. Right? What is the source in the Torah for the Isser of Tevel? The source in the Torah is in Vayikra, in Perachav Beis, Pasuk Tesvav, and Parshas Emor. The Pasuk says, let me read it from the Sefer HaChidach, Shelo Lechol Tevel, Bein Yisrael, Bein Kohen, V'hu Adavar Shelo Nidla Mimenu Chumo Maisrus. Now let me eat Tevel. Where does it say? It doesn't say the word Tevel in the Torah. Right, and that says Tevel with a tough in a different context. But Tevel, what we say is Tevel, is not mentioned. So what's the source? The pasuk is Velo Yechalalu es Kadshe Bnei Yisrael Eis Asher Yarimu Lashem. That's the pasuk. Don't desecrate. Velo Yechalalu es Kadshe Bnei Yisrael Eis Asher Yarimu. So Yarimu is future. What you will be Torim Uba Apir Shemukubal. Right, and we say it means don't be mechalal the kachim while it's still inside. But the Torah calls the whole thing kodesh. Don't be yechalu as kachim. So again, you might say the simple pshat is that by desecrating Tevel, you're ruining what's inside. But now the Gemara is saying is that Tevel itself is reflected by that word. Vizel lashon asher isa sheyarimu shehu lashon asid. Klomar shadayin lo hormu. And that's what he quotes the Gemara Sanhedrin, daf pegimel, minayin lo chal tevel shehu b'misa sheneemar, v'lo yechalalu as katshe b'nei Yisrael, isa sheyarimu lashem, ba'asidim laharim hakasiv medaber. And then it quotes other psukim, but this is the Isra of Tevel. So you see, it's used, that pasuk is a reference to Tevel, and the word used there is Kodesh. The Chinuch and the Minchas Chinuch have a lot to say regarding the Isser of Tevel. I'll just mention one point. And he says here, V'noeg Isser Zeh Reichotah B'chol Yisrael, as he mentioned, men and women, Kohanim and Levim. And he goes through what is Chayev Darais in Tevel, what's Chayev Darabanan in Tevel. And he says, towards the end, over Azeh Bachal Kazayis Ben Tevel Kodem Shafishim Ben Chuba Gadola Vechet Kodem Shafishim Ben Chuba Meiser Chayev Misa Bidei Shemayim Vimachal Kazayis Tevel Shenel Ben Chuba Gadola Vechuba Meiser Aval Adaylo Afishim Ben Meisris Afilo Nisha Boel Meiser Ani Chayev Malkus. We mentioned that from the Rambam also. If it still has Truma Chuba Meiser in it, that's Misa Bidei Shemayim. If it still has Meiser Ani, it's still a Misa Daraisa. So there's a race, even though it's not just giving it to the ani, but still that's going to get malchus. Again, there's a lot more by Tevel, but let's continue for now, and then we'll see if there's more time. So we learn that Tevel is included in Kodesh, and that's the Havamina, or even the Maskana, that there's a chiv of beer even before the Hafrasha. Amar Reb Yehuda says the Gemara, the Pashup Shad is that this is going in the earlier stage. In the first stage when Bez Din is sending out that make sure you do Gemara Malacha so that you could do the beer. So I'm reviewed the Maisab Rabbi Gamliel Bazakanim. So Yoshvin al Milos Bahar Habayas. Some take out that word Ha'ulam. They weren't sitting on the steps of the Ulam. The Ulam is inside the Azara, right, going from to the Heichal. So Pasha, they weren't sitting there and schmoozing. So Rabbi Gamliel and the Zekanim were sitting outside on the steps of Har Habayis. And Yochanan HaKohen, the great scribe, was sitting with them. And they were telling him, they were dictating him a letter to send out to the Jewish people. Armulo, Tzevikzov, write the following. Achenu b'nei Galila ila, b'nei Galila arisa. Those that are in the Galil, the upper Galil and the lower Galil. Shalom Chanyaske. Shalom Aleichem. Modana Lachon, we're letting you know. We're sending you an important message. The Matazman Biura, the time for beer has come. And therefore, it was only twice in 7 years. So you had to send out a message. Not everybody knew and realized. Tafgun Masraya min Ma'atone Zesoy. Make sure you take out your maestros from your vats of olives. So in the vats of olives, that was not Gemar Malacha. It was still in the processing. So the fact that they said, you know, take it out from the vats, that shows that we're talking about the Mishnah Rishona. Mishnah Rishona, take it out of the vats and make sure that you are mafish and do beer. Lachana b'nei daroma, ila, ubnei daroma arisa. And then they said the message to the lower, the ones in the south, the upper south and the lower south. Modana lachon dumatas man biura. The time for biur has come. Tafkun masraya me imri shiblaya. Take out the maestras from your sheaves, your bundles, your stalks. So again, it's not Gemar Malacha has not been done yet. They didn't have meruach. They didn't get into a pile yet. Why? They're obviously sending to different people what's common in their places. In the north there were olives. In the south there were shibalim. There were sheaves. Lachana b'nei galusa de Bavel. And now sending out to the rest of the Jewish people. Right, those are in Bavel. Right, in Bavel you don't have to worry about biur maisris. So what message are they going to send to those Jews in Bavel? U'b'nei galusa de Madai. U'b'nei galusa de Yavan. Those in Yavan and Madai v'shar kol galvasa de Israel. Wherever the Jews are in Galus. Shalom chan yaske shalom aleichem. Modan alachud. We have to tell you, the Imra Rechichin, the sheep are young. The sheep haven't grown yet. Meaning, there's not enough sheep, as we'll see, for their karbanos, for Pesach. The Gozlaya Dekikin, and the doves are tender. Ushvar Ba'anfi, Uba'anfi Chaveirai. Ushvar means it's good. It's appropriate. It's appropriate in front of... everybody's trying to add a phrase. The Pnei Moshe says there should be another phrase here, based on the parallel Gemara. Vizimna da'abiva lomata. And the time of the blossoming hasn't come yet. because that's crucially needed for what we're about to mention. So the sheep and the doves and the seasons are messed up. The seasons are messed up. He quotes this, the Bnei Moshe quotes this from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Vishvar ba'adfiyu ba'adfi chaveirai, and it's appropriate in front of my, meaning he's the Nasi, the Rabbi Gamliel, and my friends, and my colleagues, mosva al shasa zet flasa yomen. We're adding on a month. We're adding on a month to the year. Again, this is Ibur Hashana. This is the letter that's described in Sanhedrin and Dafir Aleph also, how they did Ibur Hashana, but this is what's expressed. The Gemara says there that Ibur Hashana, adding on a month to the year, is done obviously only Adar, the Gemara says, but it's done for three reasons. Tanu Rabbanan, the Gemara says, Sanhedrin Yud Aleph, Al Shlosha Dvarim Abernes Hashana, Al Ha'aviv, Al Peros Ha'ilan, V'Al HaTekufa. On the blossoming, that's not, it's not fully ripe yet. It's the wrong season. Remember, Ibur Hashana was to balance out the lunar and the solar calendar, to try to keep them in a type of a connection, right? Because we believe in a solar year and lunar months. So that kind of messes things up, because there's 11 days in between the length of the years. So every couple of years, we need an extra month to balance things out. So Gemara says, you're ma'aber for which reasons? Aviv, peros ha'ilan va'alat kufa. Al shenayim mehem ma'abrim, v'al echan mehem ma'abrim. You need two of the reasons. Two of the reasons. Look at, interesting, if you look at the Yad Ramah, one of the classic we've shown him on Sanhedrin, the Yad Ramah there, Daf Yad Aleph, quotes from Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Asher. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Asher, that each of these three are really keneged a different one of the chagim. Mishub di Ibur Hashana Einu Ela B'Shul She'yavo'u Shlosha Regalim Bizman HaKavu Alehem U'Shlosha Simanim Elu Kava HaKasuv. These three things, the pasuk alludes to. Right, Rabbi Chananel here says it's halacha Moshe B'Sinai, not a pasuk, but either way, din daraisa. L'shlosha regalim, dichsiv shamores chodesh ha'aviv, v'yomer shivas yamim tocha matzos, kasher tzimisicha lemoed chodesh ha'aviv. And v'chag ha'katsir bikurei ma'asecha, v'chag ha'asif tkufas hashana. So he says, ha'aviv huksha aviv shal se'orim ba be'pesach. And then the Chag HaKatzir is Bikurei Masecha. The third one is from the related to Sukkah. See, connects those three. Rashi assumes that the Midaraisa Yima'aber just on the Tkufa, the seasons, and the other ones are added on. Again, there's a Ibur Hashana is crucial. The Gemara talks about there that the we're only ma'aber, right? Adar, Sanhedrin Dud Beis, Ein Ma'abrin Es Adar. Rashi says, why? It's learned down from Shamoris Chodesh Aviv Yasisa Pesach. So Lishmar Ulavtiach, you have to make sure that the Tfua is that you could bring the Chadash from is ripened, and that's why it starts, Adar, right before Pesach, you want to make sure that it's all done. There is a lumdus when you add on an Adar, which is the extra month and which is the regular Adar, right? Is the one close to Shvat, is the one before Nisan, right? Some talk about this in the context of Purim. When Purim is, when there are 2 months, which is the real Purim? Machlokas Tanoim B'Dievet, if you lay in the Megillah in the first Adar, you know, is that okay? But there is a language of the Yerushalmi. In the first parak of Megillah. Ibaylon. Right, the Yerushalmi seems to ask which Adar is the Iker and which Adar is the Tosefes, which is the real one. And there are a number of contexts in Halacha where we look. If you write a Shtar, when do you write Stam Adar and then Adar Sheni, or do you write Adar Rishon and then Stam Adar? Right, there's a difference in different areas of Halacha where it comes up. If you rent out a house until Adar, which Adar do you mean? If you make a Neder until Adar, which Adar do you mean? All of these contexts, we look at, you know, what is meant, and it's not always clear that you could compare, because you could say it's just a din of Lasha B'nei Adam, and it's just a din of Nihug of people when it comes to the rental. So again, it's different issues. What about if somebody is born in 1 month and then the Shana Muberes, that's Shana Muberes in the 13th year? Okay, there's a lot to talk about in Ibur. In Ibur, the Rambam in Kufnun Gimel, in Mitzvahs Asei, he discusses Ibur HaChodesh and Ibur HaShana and Kiddush HaChodesh. Interesting that it's called Ibur and not Kiddush. Kiddush Hashanah. You're not sanctifying, you're just adding on. But the Rambam there says, it's a mitzvah d'araisa. Shetzivani yisbarach lekadish chadashim ulachashev chadashim v'shanim. Mitzvah zaseh d'araisa, that's incumbent upon Bezdin. V'zui mitzvahs kiddush hachodesh. V'rama yisal lakodesh edalachem, rosh chadashim. Klo v'shem mitzvah zu eina mesur lakol ish v'ish. Kemo Shabbos bracious. Shekol ish yimne shisha yamim v'yishbos b'shvi. It's not like Shabbos, where every single Jew has a chiyuv to count 6 days and rest on the seventh. Ad kishe tira'el lakol, ish v'ish, tira'el lakol, ish v'ish halavana. When everybody sees the moon, she yikva hayom ahu rosh chodesh. No. O yimna minyan shre torei v'yikva rosh chodesh. O ye'ayein ichur ha'aviv v'zulasum yimasharel estakobo v'yosef chodesh. Okay, I think each day on a month, it's not going so well this year. No. This is not a chodesh zelachem. It's not incumbent upon individuals to decide how long the month is or how long the year is. Only bezdin agadol ube'eretz yisrael levad, and only in eretz yisrael. V'lachein batla hara'iya etzleinu hayom beheder bezdin agadol. That's why we don't do kiddush al pi ri'i anymore, because there's no bezdin agadol, and only bezdin agadol. They can't get edim, see they can do it themselves. No, only bezdin agadol. Kemoshe balak ravas akarbanus behedir amikdash, like we don't have a base amikdash. Ubaze yitu haminim anigram bakan b'mizrach karain. The karain have a faulty view. Uvazehu sharish gamkein shelo yodibo gamkein zulasenu. They don't agree to this. Mechal harabanim b'holchem imahem ba'fela chashecha. And then the Rama goes into when do you do it? V'yid v'dasha cheshbon azeh shirimna osu hayom. V'neida barashi chadashim ha-moadim. Yef shal aso so ela b'eretz Yisrael avad. Even the cheshbon today is only a din in Eretz Yisrael. Ela b'eis at sarach u'beheder achamim Eretz Yisrael. Azef shal abezer asamach b'eretz Yisrael. If there's smicha took place in Eretz Yisrael, so then maybe those rabbis in Chutz La'aretz would be able to do it like Rabbi Akiva did, the Gemara says. But you need that connection to Eretz Yisrael. And then the Rambam, I think we mentioned this in the past, has an amazing line that the Ema Banim Smecha Rav Tachtel picks up on. The Rambam says, he says that the Jews of Eretz Yisrael today are the stands-in, so to speak, to represent the Bezdin Hagadol in Eretz Yisrael, and that's how the calendar works today. Even Al Pi Cheshbon, you need is Ki'ilu, the Bezdin of Eretz Yisrael. The Bezdin Hagadol is sending out the message that this is the calendar, and the Jews of Eretz Yisrael are their stand-ins. Says the Rambam, Ilu Efshar Derech Mashal, Shebnei Eretz Yisrael Ye Adrume Eretz Yisrael. If it would be possible that the Jews of the land of Israel would disappear, Chalila Lakel Me'asosazos, Chas V'Shalom, says the Rambam, Ki Hu Iftiach Shelo Yimacha Osos Ha'uma Mikol V'Chol. Because the Hashem promised that it's never going to happen. V'lo Yesham Bezdin, V'lo Yeh B'chutz La'aretz Bezdin Shenislach Ba'aretz, and there's no Bezdin, Hinei Cheshboneinu Zeh Lo Yeh Eleinu Oz Klum B'Shum Panim. Then our whole calendar would fall apart. So it's interesting. The Rambam could have said, if the Jews of Eretz Yisrael wouldn't be there, then the whole calendar would fall apart. Instead, he adds in a line. If the Jews of Eretz Yisrael wouldn't be there, Chalila lakel me'asos zoskiu, if tiesh le'imacha osos ha'uma b'kol v'chol. He adds in that line, because it's a visceral reaction about Jews not being in the land of Israel. So that's his reaction that he couldn't stop himself from saying that. Okay, so this is, Al-Kiddush HaKodesh is a big topic, but we'll leave that for now. Continues the Gemara. Iser shani aser lamun asun liyoshua. So Rabbi Gamliel says, the Iser that I'm about to take out, that I want to, that I did already, that I didn't, is given to Yoshua, the Levi. Hada amra sheinostin maisa lakahuna. So first of all, this relates to everything we've been talking about the past two blot, that he gave the maisa rishon to a Levi. So it must be that Rabbi Gamliel holds that you don't give it to a Kohen. So the Gemara says, maybe not a Raya. Shani hi shayir Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya taman. Maybe it's because the Levi there was also an Ani, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Meaning, who was the Kohen to give it to? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was very rich. The Mishnah is described elsewhere, Masechta Shabbos. He was very rich. So it was, if he had a choice to give it to a rich Kohen or a poor Levi, so maybe give it to the poor Levi. So there's no riot that in general, that's what he would believe. Amar Rabbi Chananya. So now we continue right at the next line. Rabbi Chananya is bothered. Right? What did all of these great Tanoim do? They leased out the spot. And then they took money for the rental. Says Rabbi Hananya, I have a much easier, simpler way to do it, and better way to do it. Had the Amra, Shari Rabbi Gamliel, Tzarech Lezakos, did Rabbi Gamliel need to be mezake it, need to give it? So why wouldn't he just use a kinyan chalipin? They're bothered by. Just use a chalipin. Pick up, they had a handkerchief, they had a shirt on the boat. Do it that way, and that would have worked. Because after all, next, we take out the next line and we put it later. Ilu kupasol shorbe gamliel, nesuno dobez rabbi Yeshua. Let's say, forgetting the rental, the leasing. What if Rabbi Gamliel's basket of fruit would have mamish been in the house of Rabbi Yeshua? Would it have worked? The Omer Yizkel Amaiser Sheba Klum Asa Achi Yisayim. Would that have worked? What's the kasha? So the way we'll go with Chaim Kanievsky's shot, it was still, we assumed, in the barrel in the cleaver by Gamliel. So even if Rabbi Gamliel would have put his fruit into the basket, he would have put his basket into the reshus of Rabbi Yeshua, it still wouldn't have worked because it's still as a kinyan chatzer or kinyan agav because it's still in Rabbi Gamliel's barrel. It's still in his kli. Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Pshita delo, it wouldn't work. Kivan shal hei nesunim v'kelev shor Rabbi Gamliel. Achi yisayim lai makam acher. V'yotziyem isham. V'kivan da'akati ha'yitzorav lezakos b'kinyin sudar. Lame hiskir b'komo. What was the whole purpose of being maskir makom if you would have to do a kinyin chalipin anyway because it's not going to work in the barrel? Answer. So now the top line is flipped to the answer. Amar Rabbi Yeshua b'peros, and we change the gears a little bit, munachim al gabe karka. You're right, there's no kli. If there was a kli, that would be a problem. If it was still in the barrel of Rabbi Gamliel, it must be that it was mamish on the ground. It was on the ground. And if it's on the ground, and then he's maskir that makom on the ground, so that is not a, it's not a problem. Okay, so, again, kinyan chalipin is a big topic. We discussed the thought of Reb Chaim, who says that kinyan chalipin with many rayas based on the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, both in earlier, in the fifth parak and in the 29th parak of Hilchas Mechira, where Reb Chaim develops the idea of Kinyan Chalipin being different than all other Kinyanim, that Chalipin isn't Chal through the Maisa Kinyan, but through the Hakna Midas. There are rayas to that, but Kinyan Chalipin is very different than other Kinyanim. But we have to continue. Says the Gemara. Now we're getting back to a discussion that we had back earlier in these Mesechtes, and we're going to relate it. What type of status does a shliach have to do a kinyan? If there's a shliach for a kinyan, does he have to actually be able to do what the mishaleach is sending him, or does he have to just be within the general bitoras? What do we mean? Rabbi Ridifa Amar is palgan Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Yosi, and this will be related to our Mishnah. Machlokas Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yosi. Chad Amar haroi lito zacha, meaning what happens if an ani sends an ashir, go take peah for me? Is that going to work? It's not going to work if an ani says, take peah for me. If a kohen sends a yisrael, go take truma for me. So one opinion says, haroi litol zacha. No, you need the ability to take it. And if an ani cannot send an ashir, because an ashir can't take the peah, so he can't be the shliach to take the peah. So haroi litol zacha. V'charana amar, and the other one says, no, haroi litain zacha. Even if you could be on the other side, even if you could give it, an ashir could go take peah, or leket for an ani, because after all, the usher could give peah or leket. So as long as he's somewhat in the petoras, in the world of this item, that's enough. Haroi litain zoche. That's good enough. And now the Gemara says, we're going to flip the gears. Man da amar haroi litain zacha, according to the one who says the second shot, that all you have to be is in the world, you have to be generally petoras. You have to be able to give it. So kol shekein roi litol. So then obviously he would say, if you could actually take it, that for sure you could be the shliach. Uma da'amar haroi litol, but if you hold that you have to be roi to take, like the ani sending the ashir, or the yisrael, the kohen sending the yisrael, that's not going to work. Uma da'amar roi litol, you have to be roi to be notel, halitain lo. So then, litate, if you just have the power to give, being on the other side of the equation, that's not going to be good enough. So machlokes, Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yosi, how specific does a shliach, what specific power does he have to have? And again, this could definitely relate to the sugyas of how you view a shliach. How much is a shliach a stand-in? Is it just that he is doing an act for me and I'm getting the chalos? Then maybe it's more flexible. As long as he's betorah something, that's good enough. If he's mamish me, If you say that either the shliach is mamish, the mishaleach, there's a blending of identities, or even if he's not me, but his maisa is a maisa, right? Either of those, so then it could be that you have to have more, a tighter connection. And there you have to have haroi lito, and not just haroi lite. So again, these different opinions could reflect different approaches in shlichus. So again, we're going to see how these relate to other mishnayos, and eventually we're going to relate it to our mishnah, because we're going to see, you know, Rabbi Gamliel trying to be mezakeit through those that are on the boat with him. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but we'll continue. Hopefully, talk about chalipin and other kiddush hachodesh again at some point soon.